There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I sent off an email to the folks at Plato.com seeing if how they felt about me publishing their, or putting up on Facebook their recipe. So as soon as they get back to me, I'll let you know. Let me just tell you, today is National White Wine Day, which seems appropriate since I already used it in my recipe. It's also National Coast Guard Day, Chocolate Chip Day, and National Night Out, which means that if you can find someone from the Coast Guard to take you out tonight, you can have white wine and cookies, chocolate chip cookies, which doesn't sound bad to me. I mean, you know, high sailor, new in town. All right, on this day in history, in 1790, the Revenue Cutter Service, which was the forerunner of the United States Coast Guard, was created, hence National Coast Guard Day. Coast Guard's pretty old. On 1821, the Saturday Evening Post was published for the first time as a weekly newspaper. Wow. And it lasted, Saturday Evening Post I don't think exists anymore, does it? I know it stopped for a while and then it started for a while, but I don't think it exists anymore. But it lasted for what? Not too, 150 years or something, more than that. Norman Rockwell's paintings, his pictures, there you go. In 1889, the Great Fire of Spokane, Washington destroyed 32 blocks of the city, prompting a mass rebuilding project. In 1892, Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her father 40 whacks. And when the job was good and done, she gave her, it turns out it wasn't her mother, it was her stepmother, 41. Fall River, Massachusetts. Did you know that limerick?
There was a movie that came out a while back that we watched about Lizzie Borden. It wasn't very good, but that's how I knew that.
Well, I just knew, I never saw the movie, I just knew that Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother, I guess gave her, it was her stepmother, 40 whacks, and when the job was good and done, she gave her father 41.
Pretty dark.
There you go. Very. In 1977, Jimmy Carter signed legislation creating the United States Department of Energy. In 1987, the FCC, which is our big brother, rescinds the Fairness Doctrine, which has required radio and television stations to present controversial issues fairly. So I guess we don't have to be fair anymore. It used to be you had to present both sides. I thought we still have to present both sides, don't you? Maybe we don't. If we do both sides, we don't have to do anyone fairly. I don't know. We'll have to ask. All I have to do is be unfair, and I'll find out exactly what the doctrine actually means. And in 2007, NASA's Phoenix spacecraft was launched. So there you go. All right, let's go back to... Oh, there's an interesting story about, you know, the lions in Africa and the Yahoo from, I think, what was it, Indiana?
No, he's from Minnesota.
Was he from Minnesota? I was trying to save you.
To my utter disappointment. He actually lived in the town that he was from. It was called Bloomington, Minnesota.
Did you know him?
No.
He's a dentist, a dentist. Apparently, he had to close up his shop.
Yeah.
They're talking about indicting him. I mean, he paid like $50,000 or something to shoot this lion.
Yeah.
And supposedly, somebody else shot the brother lion, but apparently that was not true. The airlines are not going to ship wild game trophies anymore.
I think that's reasonable.
I do too. If it's in a box, how are you going to know?
Well, yeah. But it's like you can spend far less money and, you know, support conservation and shoot them with a big old Nikon. And then somebody else can shoot them later. And then everybody can have them hang on their living room walls in the form of beautiful pictures. Exactly.
I know. That was
that's
a really...
That's my thinking.
Well, I mean, I think shooting any animal for sport is tacky.
Yeah,
I mean,
terrible.
You know, if you really feel like you want to be man against nature, then, then go with your bare hands or something, you know. I went to school in Texas, and people would go armadillo shooting. They would go out at night in jeeps and shoot armadillos. Which I thought was awful. I'm not a hunter. You could tell. I had a father-in-law who was, and he would take me. I went fishing, and I thought, well, as long as I use bait, I won't catch anything. And I actually did once. It turns out if you don't have a hook, you're never going to catch anything. So that I liked being outside, and I liked being wandering around in the brook and stuff. I just didn't like catching things and smacking. I know. It's a little hypocritical because I just talked about a recipe with salmon in it. But I know. And there was an article this week about plants feeling pain. So I guess we can't eat any more lettuce either. I don't know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
what was the situation there?
And they just said scientists sort of... my guess is that they send out different... Look, think of it this way. First of all, it's very anthropomorphic. You have no idea what electrochemical response actually means. You can sort of document electrochemical response. And if you've ever picked a flower or trimmed a tree, you know that if you trip a dead branch, nothing happens. If you sort of are making a topiary, and so you take a live branch, that it will have sap. Or I have a cactus, and when it decides to drop one of its little spindly things, there's quite often some white goo on the floor, which is, it's not blood per se, but it's the plant version of it. So obviously that there's going to be a biochemical, electrochemical change when something is living or something is not. Now, does that mean that the response is painful? How do you know? How would you possibly measure pain in a plant? You can anthropomorphize. You can take human feelings and human biochemical responses and say, well, it equates to or seems similar to. But to say that the plant feels pain, there is no way on God's green earth, with all due respect, of knowing that one way or the other. It's a very anthropomorphic statement. It's like saying that birds are happy because they're singing. You have no idea what birds feel. First of all, they have a brain the size of a pea, literally. Or that was one of my the March of the Penguins, when the moderator was, said the mother is feeling unbearable grief. First of all, if it's not bearable, what does that mean? What would unbearable in this context mean? And what would grief mean in an animal that has a brain literally the size of a pea? There's just no way of knowing. And I'm not arguing that it's not true. I'm saying that you just don't know. And if you don't know, you have to say you don't know. You can't say, well, this is what it is. All right. Enough. Let's go back to smells as opposed to deciding that something is feeling pain or not. But there really was an article last week that said that scientists have determined that plants feel pain.
Funny.
Well, bad science.
Yeah.
But, okay, keep going.
Don says pizza. I love a good, like, small pizza parlor. Like a place that, they make pizza from scratch and they got the whole brick oven and they really get into the art of pizza making.
And there is something about pizza that even you know, and in theory, it's not terrible for you. In theory. I suppose it depends. It's sort of one of the better fast foods, I guess. And we did an article a couple of weeks ago that said that eating out at a fancy restaurant isn't any better for you than junk food. That it's quite often has the same amount of calories, the same amount of fat, the same amount of salt, the same amount of basically stuff that's just really not very good for you. You're going to pay more for it, and it may taste better, but it's not any better for you in terms of your health issues. So we should all be eating at home.
Mm-hmm. You can make our own pizza.
Exactly. Have you ever done that? Well, I told you I made one of my plated pizzas. Yeah.
Yep. You should. Last time I myself have never done it.
Barbecue. Yeah. You really have a good. Do you do any grilling on the barbecue? You're a manly man. You must do that kind of stuff, right?
Actually, no. I don't have a grill. No.
Well, we should
grill,
get you like a hibachi or something because it's very easy to do. It's a lot of fun, and you can grill the vegetables ahead of time, and then put them on the pizza. Just have to make sure you have some cornmeal on the bottom so it doesn't burn. It doesn't stick is more to the point. I know, this is beginning to sound like a cooking show. 855 855-993-7569. Give me a call about something other than food. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Talking about what really matters.
Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. We're talking about smells. And obviously, those are one of our five senses. And it's probably, in some ways, the most evocative. Although you could argue that the taste is and touch is and sight is and hearing, but music certainly. But it's an old part of our brain, and so it's very fast. It's very emotional. It's called the dog brain, and so we talked about bad smells, which are probably very protective. Of if something's rotting, you probably don't want to eat it. And one of the ways of keeping you from eating it is keeping you away from it. So we're now talking about good smells. And some of you have gone, really, you've gone to town on this one, about how many things in your life smell good. All right, so let's talk about some other delicious and or evocative smells.
Maureen says lavender.
Yeah.
Lavender's great.
Although I'm not, I like almost any of the scent. Lavender... Too much lavender actually gives me a headache, although it's supposed to be very calming. Vanilla. I like the smell of vanilla. I like the smell of almond and dill. And, you know, almost any herb that if you take it and rub it between your fingers and the oils in it smells wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I don't like eating them, but, of course, you eat lavender sometimes in ice cream and sometimes as a decoration on things. It's edible.
My girlfriend loves lavender lattes. She even went so far as to buy a flavored syrup so she can make her own lavender lattes.
There you go.
It's actually not bad.
Yeah, I just there's some flavors I like better than lavender. It's just, but I do have a lavender bunny or something, or I think a lavender teddy bear that when you have a headache you're supposed to use it. I also gave one to somebody who had migraines. They said it helped. Supposedly vanilla helps that too. People when they're going to do MRIs, if you burn a vanilla candle, seem to be less anxious.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So Cindy says coffee.
Well, coffee is certainly our leading contender at this moment.
Mm-hmm. Jenny says vanilla extract.
There you go.
Sherry said anise fields.
Yes.
What is that?
Anise is like a licorice smelling. You can make it a liqueur. I had an aunt, a great aunt, who used to make anise cookies, which were sort of vaguely. It's an herb, anise.
Yep, that's right. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Randy says In-N-Out Burger.
My niece is getting married this next weekend, and sure, her. The invitation included which kind of In-N-Out burger you wanted.
Thank you.
That was pretty unusual.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you could choose what kind.
I think the smell of, like, the old diner food, just kind of greasy, sometimes is quite nice.
Is something, yeah, the word evocative, it sort of brings you to a different place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the joke in Boston. There was Dunkin' Donuts, and I think there was something other, Donut King or something, and they were apparently either brothers or cousins, and they had a falling out, and so one presumably got the recipe and the other got the grease. One was significantly better than the other.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, it's a very old Boston joke. Keep going.
All right, Carol says, coffee in the morning, preferably made the old-fashioned way so the scent permeates in the house.
Yep.
I agree.
I wonder, do they make a coffee candle? They must.
I don't know that.
They should certainly if they don't already.
Yeah, really. Although, taking home a fresh bag of ground beans, you know, even my car will smell like coffee for a couple days.
For a long time, yeah.
Which is fine by me, you know. So that's interesting.
Well, it depends what the other options are.
Right. Actually, my car doesn't smell bad. But
okay,
the coffee smells
enough.
Nice. Ella says, freshly cut grass smells wonderful. I smelled the rain the other day. I never noticed that before, but I loved it. Nature is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And just before, we've been having some thunderstorms around here, and the ozone smell, which it's not really delicious. It's just it's a unique smell. It smells kind of coppery, which isn't very accurate. But the smell of the ozone just when you have an electrical storm.
Yeah, that's the best.
It always speaks of summer. Are there thunderstorms in the winter? I guess there are. I seem to associate them with summer.
Yeah, I think it's really rare to get like a snow thunderstorm kind of situation.
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, it's totally a summertime thing, just that you can smell the storm
and
rolling.
And sheet lightning. Sheet lightning. We had that, with this thing in New Hampshire last night. Can you imagine? There's something so sad about that of a father and daughter going to the circus, the tent blowing down and killing them.
Oh, yeah, that was a shame.
Yeah, but we had the heat lightning, I think, that probably... Well, it was later than that. Of course, New Hampshire is farther north than I am. I don't know. Maybe it was just a front going through, but that was 60-mile-an-hour winds out of nowhere. But, you know, 60-mile-an-hour winds are not hurricanes. I mean, I'm surprised that they're investigating the circus tent. Sorry, I digressed.
Anyway, Dana says, peeled cucumber, the oil left on my hands after squeezing a lemon, lavender, and then I have my freaky favorites like sawdust and new vinyl shower curtains.
Sawdust awesome. I agree with. Yeah, sawdust I agree with. Vinyl curtains, it's kind of like the new car smell except for your bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't think it's a really great smell, but it does say, ooh, brand new shower curtain as opposed to moldy old shower curtain. So, exactly. You know, I think that's one of those associations. I'm not sure the smell itself, if you could bottle it. There was actually a lot of the state-of-the-art research on smells, believe it or not, was going on, I think continues to go on, at my alma mater at Rice. And the only reason I know is I was down there a couple of years ago, and they were taking me through the psychology lab, which didn't exist when I was down there. Psychology existed and labs existed. Come on, cut me some slack here. And they were doing, so they wanted to run me through it. So they tested my ability to smell things, and it turns out, as I've mentioned, I have a really good sense of smell, which is not much of an advantage, but it really impressed the daylights out of them. I just thought I'd mention that. Keep going.
Marissa says night blooming jasmine.
Yep.
I don't know what that smells like. Sounds nice.
It's very sweet. It's a very summery kind of smell. I'm trying to think what it smells like. A little bit like honeysuckle.
Okay, cool. David says fresh cut grass.
Yeah,
that is a good one. That's just a straight.
Yeah,
back we got to
so
one.
So yeah. Grass is now contending. You know, it's second only to coffee at this moment.
Yeah,
and it's probably just because it reminds us of summer.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yeah, totally. Pat says two-stroke premix or race gas. I agree with that.
Now, does that smell any different than regular gasoline?
Oh yeah, two-stroke motors smell pretty different. That always reminds me actually of winter because running older snowmobiles in the winter sometimes weird.
So what does it smell like? Can you think of anything else that it smells like?
I don't know. It's just kind of is what it is. One of those things, you know.
That's not helpful. But
I know,
thank
that's
you.
Super not helpful.
Well, I was going to think it wasn't what it isn't, but you know, maybe not. Trevor, yeah, no. All right, go and take a deep breath. All right. I'm just giving you a hard time. It isn't what it should be. 855-993-7569. We'll come back with a little bit more smell and a little bit more you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business. And we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Anna. What's on your mind?
Thank you. I listen to your program every day, and I love it.
Thank you.
Beautiful. I have 16-year-old daughter, and we have big dilemma. She started dating last year a boy who is 22 years old, and I call him a boy because he looks like 17 and thinks like 14, is dropout high school with some kind of, which I heard from my daughter, kind of mental problems before, but now she tried to find the right track, and my daughter tried to be the Mother Teresa for him. She's in high school, very good student. Actually, this semester, she went down from 95, average 94, to 75. I spoke at school. I didn't know how to approach that, her dating. At school, they told me as long as she keeps good grades. And I do not catch them in the sexual act. Let it go, because more I try to push her away from him, the more she will try to go with him.
That's correct.
Okay, then I went with the advices. This summer I sent her out to Europe to see her father. She was there on vacation. She went there. After 10 days, the boy went after her, and they ran away for 3 weeks. It was total fiasco.
He went to Europe to find her?
After her, yes. Because she felt she did not have practically very good relationship with her father, if she got any. They are on very bad terms. But I tried to somehow tolerate as long as the school was okay. Last semester was not that great. I spoke at school. She went for special makeup classes. This marking period is again okay. But now we have the situation. She's in a modeling agency, and I signed her for another one. She's supposed to go for the class, the picture Saturday. She didn't go. They went out. In my eyes, they got drunk. She couldn't get up and was home. Drama. I canceled that deal. And now she's not home since Sunday. She calls me after school. Hi, Mom. How is everything? What's up?
Where is she?
I assume she is at her boyfriend's house. I don't know. Maybe she sleeps with her friend.
So she hasn't come home. She didn't come home since Sunday. No. Is she going to school every day?
Yeah, she goes. She was like half an hour late, I believe, Monday, then Tuesday, because of, I always drive her to school. She's in this, high advanced school, the public school, but, you know, the type of driving.
Right, I got it. So so she hasn't been home since Sunday night, but she calls you every night to say, every day after school. She's at school, and she's calling you to tell you that she's okay.
Hi, how are you? Like yesterday.
No, I know. She's playing stupid, but what's the question?
What should I do?
I don't think there's much you can do, Anna, unfortunately.
I heard that from everybody. I went to therapist. You cannot force her to go for therapy.
Yeah, look, Anna, look, I know this is, I know it's not much fun right now, but let's look at what we've got. We've got a kid who's responsible enough to stay in school. She's responsible enough to call you so you're not worried. She's just saying at this moment that she thinks she's a grown-up and she wants to run her own life and she wants to sleep with her boyfriend. I would say...
Sorry to interrupt. One more deal was before, like a few months ago, she says, Mom, how about I stay Monday to Friday at his house, then I come Saturday and Sunday and we spend time together and everything gonna be then. Okay, of course, I don't agree with this, but now looks like she got the upper hand because Sunday I told her, if you don't like my rules, you could go there.
But Anna, listen to what you're doing. I hear what you're saying and I know how frustrating it is. But and I know it feels really irritating to have a 16-year-old telling you how to run your life, but let's look at the opposite. Let's look at what the alternative is. If you say to her, no, you can't come here at all, that just means that she's more dependent on him, not less. And, well, if we pretended for a moment that she was 18, which...
That is too early for him to take her. I told
her... Anna, listen for just a minute. This is not a great situation. Do I think it's a good situation? I don't. But I'm saying, what can you make things better or can you make it worse? By saying to her, you know, this is not a hotel. You can't come and go as you want. There's a logic to it, but you're going to lose control over her. You're not going to see her at all, and she's going to be more dependent on him. You don't want her more dependent on him. What you want is there to be a huge contrast between the slum that he's living in and the nicer home that you're living in. Because, I mean, I hear that it's frustrating, but if she were in two more years, she'd be 18, all right? And in two more years, she could do any of this anyway.
That's what she says. She cannot wait till she's going to be 18 and she move out. Then I told
Anna,
her,
listen, I'll tell you, I think the best deal you're going to be able to sort of negotiate with her, and you're not going to like it, so I'm just telling you that up front. I would say to her, you can come home if the 2 days that you're here with me, you spend with me, and that you're on some kind of birth control, because what you don't want this kid being is pregnant. And that you stay in school, because it's not much fun, but it's not the end of the world either. That she's, you know,
allowed
that,
her to be with 22 years old boy.
Anna, you've already told me he's an idiot. He's not. I mean, he's not like he's so seductive and he's going to get her into white slavery. He's an idiot. He's a high school dropout. She feels important around him. She feels that somehow she's going to save him. She feels he'll never leave her because he loves her so much. She's going to learn a lot, and she's probably going to get her heart broken. But what you want to do is make sure that when she gets her heart broken, she feels she can come home to you. And if you get really, really strict at this moment, you're her lifeline at this moment. So I would say, yeah, you can come home on the weekends. This is your home. You're welcome here. But the two requirements are that you stay in school, that you bring your grades up. If you're telling me you're old enough to run your sex life, you're old enough to run your life, then you show me by making sure that you're in school, you bring your grades up, and you use birth control. And then I think what you do, sooner or later, she'll very likely come home. But she's not going to, you can't tie her up. Andrea, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Andrea. What's on your mind?
Okay, here's my question in a nutshell. What's the best and most effective way to handle a troublesome colleague?
Why is this column? What are they doing that's troublesome?
Well, I try to be very civil to her. We'll never be best friends, but that's no reason why we can't.
But you're not telling me what she does that makes you unhappy.
Okay, what she does. We will be fine for being civil, and then out of nowhere, one day she will make a couple of snide comments directed at me.
And what do you say when she says? Give me an example of a snide comment.
Okay, last week, I walked into an office, and somebody said, "Oh, I hear that you're going on vacation," to me, and I said, "Yes." And she said, "Oh, well, so and so is going on vacation at the same time, a friend of mine," and she said, "The two of you are probably cohabiting together." And I just ignored her because I didn't know, you know what that meant.
I don't know. Oh, I would have just said to her, gee, that's kind of an odd thing to say. What do you mean? I mean, she probably thought she was being clever or witty.
Right.
But, I mean, rather than take offense, just be curious.
I have tried making comments like that before. In this case, I ignored her. And when I said to her before, well, what do you mean? You know, I don't think that's very funny.
Well, no. But Andrea, you're taking offense. And I would just say, well, that's kind of an odd thing to say. What did you mean?
Okay.
You're being furious. I'm saying be curious. Look, when you're angry, you let that person off the hook. All they have to do is react to your anger.
Okay.
If you're curious, you ask a question of, gee, what does that mean? Then they have to do some work about it. Let them do the work.
So that's all I have to say then?
In general, my guess is that she doesn't think that she's being offensive.
Okay.
She feels that she has no way, that she has just an off, kind of. It sounds like she's not a very happy person. She doesn't have a whole lot of friends, and she doesn't have many social skills.
Mm-hmm.
So her version of humor isn't very funny. But instead of kind of responding to that, again, remembering, Andrea, that the whole deal with human behavior is all of us want attention.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can't get it for doing something positive, we'll get it for doing something negative. And it may be a very fine line in her mind that she doesn't know how to get attention. She's not very good at social interaction. She doesn't, you know, she's not very poised.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was her version of saying, gee, can you pay attention to me? Do you like me? And then when you ignore her, she just gets panicky. And if you just say to her, I mean, because one of two things is true. Either it's an innocent comment on her part, at which point you saying to her, gee, you know, what did you mean? And she'll have a perfectly legitimate answer,
mm-hmm.
which might be interesting for both of you. Or she's being a snot, but even if she's being a snot, instead of you being angry with her, you're giving her a chance to explain herself, and she's going to have to do some more work. So any way you look at it, being curious rather than furious will work much better.
All right, I will try that.
All righty?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I guess that goes along with the cheerful and stupid T-shirt, but maybe not. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Denise, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy. I just wanted to comment on the lady who just called about her 16-year-old daughter moving out.
Right.
I've been through the same thing, and she just first off needs to take a breath. It's
going to
be okay.
Well, Denise, that's really... Wait a minute. Let me just stop you for a minute because I do want to hear everything you want to say. But that's just so comforting because it's one thing for me to say that as a psychologist. It's another for... And really as a mom as well. But for another, for you to say that is just a great gift to her, and I really appreciate you doing it. All right, so keep going.
Okay. Yeah, well, I hope she's still listening. My daughter, when she was 16, she went to a different school, so she met some different people. And not too long after that, her and my husband, who's her stepdad, started butting heads a lot.
Yeah.
And so she decided that she wanted to move out. And although I was against it, I didn't want her to do it. I knew what was coming because I had done the same thing when I was younger. Instead of everyone winding up hating one another, and crushing the family, I said, well, if you go ahead, see what it's like, have fun, do what you're going to do, because I know you're going to do it.
Yep.
She got on the pill. And so now we have a great relationship, where she lives. Sorry?
Go ahead, and I'll ask you questions at the end of it. Go ahead.
Okay. Where she lives is not the ideal place. It's like a single wide trailer that's got a lot of issues that needs to be fixed up. So it's not a great living area. And the boy's parents that she moved in with, they've kind of changed their tune now that she's out of high school. When are you getting a job? When are y'all moving out? And all of that. And that's kind of a dose of reality for her. She knows the door's open at home. If she wants to come back, that's fine. That's cool. And she's sticking it out. She graduated. She did everything she said she would. And
well, great.
I'm proud of her, but, I wish she would come home.
Well, I hear, but do you tell her both of those things? I'm sure she knows that you'd like her to come home, but have you told her that you're really proud of her for doing exactly what she said she was going to do?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Good.
I want her to know it's open communication. If something goes wrong and she needs to get out of there, let me know.
So she's what, like 18 or 19 now?
Yeah, she's 18 now.
Okay. All right, so let me just point out one thing about, and thank you again for calling, and I really wanted to get that really out of the box of saying I think it really is a gift to hear somebody say, look, take a breath, it works out okay, the alternatives don't work, you can't tie her up, you can't make her do this.
Right.
I don't know what you did to leave home at 16. I went to college because it was accepted. I just raced through because I knew I didn't want to be at home anymore. I knew I wasn't going to be very happy there. And I just took kind of a middle-class girl's way out, I guess, as much as anything else. But it was the same phenomenon. And my parents really didn't want me to go. They didn't want me to go away to school. They didn't want me to go out of state. They didn't want me to go where I wanted to go. But I pointed out I really wasn't asking anything of them. And I didn't sort of put because I wasn't particularly rebellious and I wasn't snotty. I didn't say, I'm not asking for anything, so you can't tell me what to do. Because I just said, I'm not really asking you for anything. Everything is paid for. But good for you. Let me just point out one thing to you, Denise, because you've been so generous and so honest and candid with me. If she comes home, you're going to be faced with exactly the same thing that her boyfriend's parents are faced with, which is a kid who... you're going to get a job, you're going to go to school. So it's not such a terrible thing for her to hear those same messages from somebody that she doesn't love, who isn't kinfolk, because she is going to have to decide what she's going to do. But I think you were a wise mom, and I think she was a responsible kid. And whether kids grow up earlier these days or not, I mean, we hear a lot about kids leaving home and emancipated minors. But, it sort of reminds me of the Amish custom of when kids graduate high school of the hell year of saying, go off and do whatever you want to do because you can't make a decision about a restrictive lifestyle, or I would argue any lifestyle, until you understand what the alternatives are, that you go and understand what the world has to offer you, and then you can make intelligent, informed decisions. And I think even though it was really difficult for you to do, and 16 is pretty young, that you did it. And it sounds like it worked out, if not perfectly, at least very well for both of you. So, congrats.
Oh, thanks, ma'am.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am. All righty. Listen, but understand that where she is means somebody else gets to be the bad guy and you get to be the wonderful kind of super mom, because if she comes home, you're going to have the same issues with her that they've got with her.
Right. I understand that, but she's learned a lot. And her stepdad and her actually get along way better now
sure.
than they did.
Sure.
Yeah, so,
It's not good.
Yeah, I think it is. It is. Good for you. Thanks for sharing, Denise. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Janet, you're on the air. What we're going to do, kiddo, is have just a little bit of time to say hi to each other, and then I'll put you on hold, and you're going to have as much time next hour as you need, okay?
Okay, thanks. I just wanted to get your perspective on how to deal with the conversation I'm wanting to have with my husband. He, out of the blue, kissed me last night while we were having sex and kind of just disrupted my thought processes and all this stuff. And I wanted to have a conversation with him about this and how he...
This is a delicious problem. I know it's sort of, all right, so let me get a little bit of background, but it's a wonderful problem to have, and we'll fix it, I promise. It doesn't seem real wonderful right now, but it really is, because what we need to do is just a little bit of adjustment here. But the fact that, listen, a lot of women are upset because they feel like their partner never makes eye contact, could just as well... It could be anybody. So the fact that he was wanting to do what a lot of people feel is an even more intimate act than sex, which is kissing, is, I think, a wonderful testimony to your relationship. We just have to figure out how to work a little bit better. How long have you guys been married?
25 years.
Great. How old are you?
I am 50.
And he's about the same?
Yes.
Okay. You guys have kids?
Yes.
How many?
We have two, and they're both in college.
Okay.
Doing well.
Okay. And it sounds like it's a pretty good marriage?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Great. Well, it sounds like it. How often are you guys having sex?
About maybe once a week.
Okay.
Something like that.
How often would you like to have sex if we're up to you?
About once a week.
And what about him?
Yep, I think No.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold. You get to prepare a little speech, and you get to pretend I'm your husband and tell me exactly what you want to say. Don't worry about editing it, and then you and I will work on it together, all right? Put you on hold. You've got about 6 minutes here, all right? Stay tuned, folks. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hey, Bricky Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Bricky Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Bricky water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Bricky system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBricky.com or call me, the Bricky Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pelosi of the Pelosi Law Firm, principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Spend your life with
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.